He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Friday, March 20th, and clones, I am so glad it's Friday. Yes, I'm channeling Jim Rome. That is because he did the most awesome thing this week. He played an upset siren on his show to alert people when there is an upset in the NCAA tournament. Well, we don't really have an upset going on at Reliance Stadium, but we really like the siren. Therefore, we are going to alert you of a weight alert. No one on the team has gotten fat, but linebacker Xavier Adibi has really bulked up, so much so that he's causing quite a stir among all the Texans players. I caught up with Adibi this week to talk about his new workout regimen to see how his offseason has been going. Here's what Adibi had to say. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is linebacker Xavier Adibi. So, Xavier, how's the offseason been going for you?
It's been going pretty well. You know, I just spend most of my offseason, you know, getting my body fresh and just working out and just getting ready for the upcoming season.
Well, you had a few injuries last season. How do you feel health-wise right now?
I feel excellent. You know, my body feels pretty much 100% right now, and I'm just glad to be back, you know, just working out. You know, I had a good workout today with Ray Wright. So, I mean, just like I said, just getting ready for the season.
Well, I spoke with Ray Wright earlier, and he said that he has a new training program for you guys. Have you had a chance to get working with that, and what do you think of it?
Yeah, today was my first day actually working with him, and it was pretty rigorous. You know, I mean, Ray Wright, he's going to really get the best out of all of his players. So, I mean, he's really excited, and I think everybody else is really excited about working out with him, and I think he's going to pay off come season.
Well, he said that program is designed to cause muscle confusion. So I'm thinking he wants to get you guys pretty big and strong. What did you think? Do you think you're going to be pretty sore from this?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm pretty sore right now. I mean, my legs kind of feel like noodles right now. And I've been working out, so I could just imagine about, you know, how everybody else is going to feel. And Ray Rice put a lot of time and effort into this program, and, you know, it's paying off.
Well, you guys start your off-season workouts on April 6th. How do you feel going into those? How prepared do you feel for those? Because you've been training in Atlanta, and you know, you were back at Virginia Tech training a little bit.
Yes. I mean, I feel pretty prepared for it. You know, I mean, regardless of how much work you're going to do, you know, Ray Wright, you know, he's going to get the best out of you. You're going to be tired. So, I mean, my mind's ready for it, and I just can't wait to get back into the swing of things.
Well, there's been a lot of media hype about who the Texans are going to draft in the first round, and some people say linebacker. Do you follow any of that pre-draft talk, and what do you think about it?
No, I don't really pay attention to it. You know what I mean? I just got to pay attention to myself and things I need to get accomplished and just concentrate on my own goals. And as long as we just do that, you know, the team is just going to take care of itself.
Well, you got your chance as a starter last season. People thought you did really well. Really excited about you coming into next season. What kind of goals do you have for next season?
First of all, you know, just making through the season, playing all my games, you know, and, got a lot of goals as far as, you know, maybe a Pro Bowl. You know, I mean, I set real high goals for myself. So, I mean, just give me something just to strive for, you know, and just going to work hard just to accomplish these goals.
Well, there's also the NCAA tournament coming up, and you said that you're a men's basketball fan. Who do you have going to the Final Four? Who do you like?
Well, I mean, I can't remember all my Final Four, but I know I like Louisville winning the whole thing. You know, I like the way they play. They play a good defense, and they have a lot of great athletes. So I'm a Louisville fan right now.
All right, Texans fans, thanks for listening. And Amit, thanks for producing. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And as always, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.